Esta es la lección 4 de Pimsleur, inglés 3.
Listen to this conversation.
Usted escuchará que la mujer dice,
"Please call me,"
que significa, por favor, llámeme.
Listen.
"Hello, my name is Susan Johnson."
"Pleased to meet you, Ms. Johnson. I'm Pablo Torres."
"Please call me Susan. Tell me, Pablo, where are you from?"
"I'm from Mexico City. And you? Do you live here in New York?"
"Yes, I do, but I grew up in San Francisco."
"Oh, really? I was in San Francisco last month. It's a beautiful city."
En Estados Unidos, es más adecuado dirigirse a las personas por su apellido, sobre todo con gente de negocios. Pero frecuentemente, le pedirán que se dirija a ellas por su nombre de pila diciendo,
"Please call me." Listen again.
"Hello, my name is Susan Johnson."
"Pleased to meet you, Ms. Johnson. I'm Pablo Torres."
"Please call me Susan. Tell me, Pablo, where are you from?"
"I'm from Mexico City. And you? Do you live here in New York?"
"Yes, I do, but I grew up in San Francisco."
"Oh, really? I was in San Francisco last month. It's a beautiful city."
Usted y una amiga deciden ir a cenar juntos. ¿Cómo dice ella, podemos ir a Rosa Mexicano?
"We can go to Rosa Mexicano."
Si quiere, recuerde cuál es la manera más cortés de decir esto.
"If you'd like." "If you'd like." "We can go to Rosa Mexicano if you'd like."
En el restaurante, ¿qué dice usted mientras levanta su copa?
"Cheers." "Cheers."
Now you're speaking with an acquaintance. Ask her where she's from.
"Where are you from?"
She answers,
"Vivo aquí en la ciudad."
"I live here in the city."
"Pero me crié en Seattle."
"But I grew up in Seattle." "Grew up." "I grew up." "I grew up in Seattle."
"Y usted, ¿de dónde es usted?"
"And you, where are you from?"
Tell her that you live in Mexico City.
"I live in Mexico City."
Say,
"Pero me crié en Morelia."
"But I grew up in Morelia."
Ella no lo oyó y por eso pregunta, "¿Dónde se crió?"
"Where did you grow up?" "Grow up?" "Where did you grow up?"
Say again.
"Me crié en Morelia."
"I grew up in Morelia."
She asks,
"¿Cómo es el tiempo allí?"
"How's the weather there?"
"En invierno."
Listen and repeat.
"In the winter." "Winter." "Ter." "Win." "Winter." "Winter." "In the winter."
¿Cómo es el tiempo en Morelia en invierno?
"How's the weather in Morelia in the winter?"
Say,
"Hace frío."
"It's cold."
Try to say,
"Pero no nieva."
"But it doesn't snow." It doesn't snow.
¿Y en Seattle?
And in Seattle?
¿Cómo es el tiempo en Seattle?
How's the weather in Seattle?
¿En invierno?
In the winter. Winter. In the winter.
She answers,
Llueve mucho.
Try to say this.
It rains a lot. Rains. It rains a lot.
Y nunca nieva mucho.
And it never snows very much. Very much. It never snows very much.
Casi nunca.
Almost never. Almost. Almost never.
Pero nevó mucho el mes pasado.
But it snowed a lot last month. Last month. It snowed a lot last month.
Y llovió mucho el verano pasado.
And it rained a lot last summer.
Frecuentemente llueve en Seattle.
It often rains in Seattle. It often rains in Seattle.
Casi nunca nieva.
It almost never snows.
Ahora, ella quiere saber en qué trabaja usted y le pregunta literalmente, ¿qué hace usted?
What do you do? What do you do?
Soy gerente de un banco.
Listen and repeat.
I'm a bank manager. Manager. Ger. Manage. Manage. Manager. Manager. Bank manager. I'm a bank manager.
Try to say,
Soy gerente.
I'm a manager. Manager. I'm a manager.
Soy gerente en el Banco de México.
At Banco de México.
Usted no necesita traducir los nombres de los bancos. Trate de decir, soy gerente en el Banco de México.
I'm a manager at Banco de México. At Banco de México. At. I'm a manager at Banco de México.
Y mi esposa es maestra.
And my wife is a teacher. Teacher. A teacher. My wife is a teacher.
She asks,
¿Qué enseña?
Listen and repeat.
What does she teach? Teach. Teach. What does she teach?
Ask again.
¿Qué enseña?
What does she teach?
Enseña inglés.
Try to say this.
She teaches English. Teaches. Teaches. She teaches English.
Diga que su esposa enseña inglés.
My wife teaches English.
Soy gerente en el Banco de México. Literalmente, a Banco de México.
I'm a manager at Banco de México.
En verano.
In the summer.
Nos gusta viajar en Estados Unidos.
We like to travel in the United States.
Porque mi esposa enseña inglés.
Because my wife teaches English.
En invierno no tenemos mucho tiempo.
In the winter, we don't have much time.
Now she asks,
¿Tiene fotos de su familia?
Do you have any pictures of your family? Any pictures?
Say,
Sí, puedo mostrárselas.
Yes, I can show them to you. I can show them to you.
Si quiere.
If you'd like.
Ahora, usted le enseña unas fotos. Señalando una, dígale, esta es mi esposa.
This is my wife.
Ella se crió en Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
She grew up in Costa Rica. Costa Rica.
Ella no la escuchó. ¿Cómo pregunta dónde se crió?
Where did she grow up? Did she grow up? Where did she grow up?
En Costa Rica.
In Costa Rica.
Enseña inglés.
She teaches English.
Now you're speaking with another acquaintance. How does she say?
Usted habla inglés muy bien.
You speak English very well.
¿Viene usted a Estados Unidos muy frecuentemente?
Do you come to the United States very often?
Conteste brevemente que sí.
Yes, I do.
You want to say...
Mi hermano está casado con una norteamericana.
Listen.
My brother is married to an American. My brother is married to an American.
First the word...
Hermano.
Listen and repeat.
Brother. Brother. There. Brother.
Now say...
Mi hermano.
My brother. My brother.
Está casado.
Listen and repeat.
Is married. Married. read. Mare. Married. Is married.
Try to say,
mi hermano está casado.
My brother is married. My brother is married.
Con una norteamericana.
Listen and repeat.
To an American. An American. To an American.
Literalmente, a una norteamericana. Diga, está casado con una norteamericana.
He's married to an American. He's married to an American.
Vive en Nueva York con su esposa.
He lives in New York with his wife.
Now here's the word
hermana.
Listen and repeat.
Sister. Ter. Sister. Sister.
Say,
mi hermana.
My sister.
Try to say,
mi hermana está casada con un mexicano.
My sister is married to a Mexican. A Mexican. To a Mexican. My sister is married to a Mexican.
Su esposo es de Puebla.
Her husband is from Puebla.
Está casada desde hace 6 meses. Escuche y repita la primera parte.
She's been married. Been married. Has been. She has been married. She's been married.
Try to say,
está casada desde hace 6 meses.
She's been married for 6 months. She's been married for 6 months.
Try to say,
estoy casado.
I'm married. I'm married.
Now she says,
no estoy casada.
I'm not married. I'm not married.
Mi hermana está casada desde hace 6 meses.
My sister has been married for 6 months. My sister has been married for 6 months.
Casi 6 meses.
Almost 6 months.
Now ask her if her sister speaks Spanish.
Does your sister speak Spanish?
She says,
no, pero lo está estudiando.
No, but she's studying it. She's studying it.
El mes próximo.
Next month.
Ella y su esposo quieren ir a México.
She and her husband want to go to Mexico.
¿Y Yo también tengo un hermano.
I have a brother too. I have a brother too.
Él y su esposa viven en Seattle.
He and his wife live in Seattle.
Ask her what her brother does.
What does your brother do? What does your brother do?
¿Se acuerda cómo se dice gerente de un banco?
Bank manager. Bank manager.
Now try to say.
Él es administrador de una tienda de departamentos. En inglés, gerente y administrador son lo mismo.
He's a department store manager. Department store manager. He's a department store manager.
Su esposa es maestra.
His wife is a teacher.
Ella enseña español.
She teaches Spanish. She teaches Spanish.
Pero no quieren quedarse en Seattle.
But they don't want to stay in Seattle.
Llueve demasiado allí.
It rains too much there. It rains too much there.
El mes pasado llovió mucho.
Last month it rained a lot.
Y en invierno casi nunca nieva.
And in the winter it almost never snows.
Tengo unas fotos de mi hermano.
I have some pictures of my brother.
Y de mi hermana.
And of my sister. I have some pictures of my brother and my sister.
¿Le gustaría verlas?
Would you like to see them?
Say.
Sí, por favor, muéstremelas.
Yes, please show them to me. Show them to me, please.
She says.
He aquí las fotos.
Here are the pictures. Here they are.
Now ask her what she does.
What do you do? And you, what do you do?
She says,
Soy gerente de un banco.
I'm a bank manager. I'm a bank manager.
Ask.
¿De veras?
Really?
¿Se acuerda de cómo se dice de manera informal, yo también?
Me too. Me too.
Soy gerente en el Banco de México.
I'm a manager at Banco de México.
Y mi hermano es gerente.
And my brother is a manager.
En el Banco Central Hispano.
At Banco Central Hispano. At Banco Central Hispano.
Ahora, suponga que usted llega a una recepción. Dígale a su anfitriona que siente estar retrasado.
I'm sorry, I'm late.
Luego, platica con una conocida. Ella pregunta, ¿tiene fotos de su familia?
Do you have any pictures of your family?
Conteste brevemente que sí.
Yes, I do.
Puedo mostrársela si quiere.
I can show them to you if you'd like. I can show them to you if you'd like.
Mientras le muestra las fotos de sus hijos, usted le dice lo que hace cada uno. Diga, mi hijo Gustavo está estudiando inglés.
My son Gustavo is studying English.
Mi hija Mónica es maestra.
My daughter Mónica is a teacher.
Y mi hija Beatriz.
And my daughter Beatriz.
Es administradora de una tienda de departamentos.
Is a department store manager. My daughter Beatriz is a department store manager.
She asks,
¿cuál hija es maestra?
Which daughter is a teacher?
Answer,
Mónica, la mayor.
Mónica, the older one.
Enseña inglés.
She teaches English.
Y está casada.
And she's married. She's married.
Está casada desde hace 3 meses.
She's been married for 3 months.
Su hermana todavía no está casada.
Her sister isn't married yet. Her sister isn't married yet.
La mujer le dice que es de Florida. Pregúntele, ¿se crió allí?
Did you grow up there?
¿Cómo contesta ella brevemente que sí?
Yes, I did.
Me gusta Florida.
I like Florida.
Porque no hace mucho frío en invierno.
Because it's not very cold in the winter.
Ahora, ambos tienen una bebida. Levante su copa y diga, salud.
Cheers.
Este es el final de la lección 4.